So our first reader tonight is Joe Ringheisen, who just this evening confessed to me that his middle name is Francis, and because he has a pope that he admires so much, he's now going to go by J. Francis Ringheisen. Joe.
It's true. I've been with this group, not from the beginning, but I've been with them for a significant amount of time, and I got to say that the pleasure of meeting with them every Monday is one of the great moments of my weeks. I look forward to it every week. Most of the writing I do is about growing up in a little town in Fond du Lac County, and some of it is writing from travel. And fortunately, unfortunately, most of our travel budget is to visit our daughter in Cayman Island, which is kind of where this writing comes from. I learned to like conch fritters on the many trips to visit our daughter over the years, and I particularly like the fritters at Over the Edge, a little roadhouse on the north side of Grand Cayman. Conch are those white, spirally flanged shellfish freckling the floor of most Caribbean swim spots. Paul and Tracy have invited us to the best conch fritters on island. Paul makes them, they claim, after he catches the conch. His mother, like our daughter, moved from Wisconsin to Cayman Island a few years back and married a local. Paul's wife, Tracy, is a transplant from Bournemouth, England. Tracy and our daughter are expats, like many of the people on the island, and became friends through their work. He's a vigorous and fit 30-something and a biologist for the National Trust. I let Paul know that I was interested in conking, and he invited me along to a Sunday morning conch hunt. They picked me up at Sunspot, our vacation rental, at just after 8 the next Sunday morning. I had my snorkeling gear and towel in hand, and I'm waiting on the porch when this blue truck pulled up. Good morning, I greet, and I crawl in. The sun already signals bright and warm. The palm frond shadows flash across the back seat of Paul's truck as we head towards East End. I'm looking forward to catching conch, but I'm also interested in learning how they are prepared for eating. We cut north across the island at Frank's Sound, then east along Northside towards Maritz and the Reef Resort on the east end of the island. Adjacent to Maritz is a vacant lot. Paul kicks in the four-wheel drive, and we plow over roots, sand, and seagrass to the top of the dune overlooking the surf. The sea is cerulean just beyond the breaking surf, and dark blue past the barrier reef toward the horizon beyond. The wind is stout, the surf is bouncy. My flip-flops hit the warm sand. Paul says this is family land, and he's conked here even before he realized it was family land. This is legal conking water, Paul explains in his Caribbean patois. One of the biggest mistakes tourist conkers make is catching in restricted waters, while another is conking out of season, and another is just taking too many. His determined eyes scan the seascape. He suits up in a diving shirt and grabs his gear. I grab mine, and we tromp to water's edge. Tracy sets up her beach chair to read and watch the hunt with their dog, Bueller, think Ferris. She's here for relaxation and the empty conch shells she'll use to line the walkway to their condo. The surf washes over our feet as Paul lays out the plan. I'll go up about 300 yards down. I'll go in about 300 yards down, he points with his right hand, and swim out about near the reef, then the current that'll take me toward Maritz, he gestures right to left, and get out somewhere down there. He looks at me emphatically. The surf is rough, and the current might be strong. Just let it take you. Don't try to swim against it. I assure him I'll be taking the path of least resistance. I follow for 50 yards, and then wade into the surf. I sit and put on my fins and goggles, then turn around and swim out on my back, bouncing as I go. When it's deep enough to get my legs under me, I stand. Paul is already 100 yards out, and is paused in his swimming and seeing something on the bottom. He dives down. I fit my snorkel and my goggles, and I take a sweeping breaststroke and submerge my face beneath the froth and bubbles. I begin to kick and stroke overhand, steadying my breathing. Beneath are tufts of seagrass, globe and tube coral forms, fan coral sways. Small fish dart about, angelfish peck at the coral. Parrotfish feed, bouncing their beaks on the bottom, then spraying a small amount of what looks like sand. Here and there, small, silvery, snapper-like fish pass. I imagine one fried. There are conch shells here and there on the bottom. I think vacant as they are dusted with sand, and I don't check them. I learn later that if there's a gash between the fourth and fifth spiral on the conch shell, the fish has been taken out of it already. Now I'm far enough out to feel myself struggling with the current. I outspread my arms and let myself drift with it. The flight is smooth and steady. I glide on the current. I dive to check a conch shell. Nothing. I drift freely with the current, checking another. Nothing. I pop up to see where I am. I've passed where Tracy's sitting, and I'm heading toward Moritz, just as Paul said I would. I duck back under and allow the current to move me, continuing the conch search. I'm soaring on the currents again and letting it take me along. I forget about conking for a moment and enjoy the flight with my arms outstretched, fins barely moving, just watching the bottom pass beneath me. Then I notice that the bottom is looking closer. I'm nearing shore. I let the surf carry me over a shallow coral reef and land like a beached whale belly down. I flip over and yank off my mask and snorkel and toss it up on the sand, then do the same with my fins. I walk towards Tracy. She's pointing out. I look and see Paul walking in with three volleyball-sized conch in his arms. He tosses them on the low sea grape shrub. Success. There are conch fritters today.